Now, I want to think just for a few minutes with you on how can I serve God? And in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 24, you will find these words, ye serve the Lord Christ. And in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, through love, serve one another. Our Lord Jesus Christ has done so much for us. During this week, we've been hearing again how he loved us, how he died for us, how he gave his all for us, how he has saved us through his shed blood on the cross of Calvary. And there's a little slogan that's always being said. It goes like this. We have been saved to serve. We have been saved to serve. I want to think quite quickly about four different places where we ought to be serving God. And we'll all be entering into one of these places within the next 48 hours. I think probably the first one is almost the most difficult. Serving him in the home. You see, the trouble is we are known a bit too well in the home. And I can see one young person, I'm not looking at her, who is just nodding her head in agreement. Service in the home is by far the most difficult place. You see, there are all kinds of things that we don't like doing in the home. We don't like housework. We don't like washing up the dishes. We don't like cleaning the shoes. We don't like shopping. We don't like gardening. We don't like running messages. And yet I believe that if our Lord Jesus Christ was in the home, he would be the first to offer help in every single sphere in the home. And look, when you go back home, the Lord Jesus Christ is in you, and he wants to work through you practically in the home. It's the life that counts very much more than the word that's spoken. The home can be the most wonderful place also for helping other people. How often have you asked your friends into the home? Those who don't know our Lord Jesus Christ, as you have been coming to know him, the home is the place so often to gain their confidence and to win their friendship. And then possibly to lead quite naturally to take them to church and to lead them to our Lord Jesus Christ. And may I tell you, young people, there is nothing more thrilling than being used of God to bring someone to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants to bring people to himself through you. Maybe that some of you can start a little small prayer group in the home. This is not for everyone, but for some of you. Just one or two other of your friends. Perhaps just 10 minutes. Once a fortnight, and there's no knowing what may come from out of a little prayer meeting like that. I remember a number of people started a small prayer meeting in a house in Carlisle in 1954. That prayer meeting's still carrying on, and the blessing that has resulted to those who've gone and to countless other people is absolutely inestimable. And remember the vital importance of maintaining your own prayer life. You can never be successful witnesses for Jesus Christ if you're not living in touch with him day by day through your own regular times of prayer. Serving him in the home. And then secondly, serving him at school, at the technical college, or in university. I believe that one of the things that we have got to consider more than anything else is that we want to obtain the best possible qualification from an educational point of view that we possibly can. Jesus Christ wants young people to to come up into the top positions in our land. He wants young people in the places of authority. And it may well be that there are some here who are going to be called into the highest place. But you can only be called into the highest place if you really get down to brass tacks at your work now where you are. Young people today have got the most wonderful opportunities from an educational point of view. Don't let them slip. And I believe that we want to commit our academic life 100% into the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is possible for Christian work even to crowd out the importance of our preparation for the service that God has for us in the days to come. Do be honest where your work is concerned. Oh yes, I know perfectly well that there's a tremendous work to be done in all these places through Christian unions. Back them up to the hilt. Do all that you can in your Christian union and in witnessing there. And also don't forget that some of you have been given the talent of sport. Some of you are good at cricket. I always get some response when I mention cricket from our friend behind here. Some of you may be good at rugby or football or netball or goodness knows what. These are gifts that can be used by God. What a tremendous influence, for instance, a person like the Reverend David Shepherd has been exerting in our country. A man who is willing to commit his sport to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ said, where cricket was concerned, David, that's enough. He was willing to lay it down. Even though, humanly speaking, he could have been the captain of the England team for years to come. Don't let sport become your Lord. But let the Lord use your sporting abilities. And then serving him at work. Remember, in a very real sense, you're not working for the boss. Your Lord and your master is Jesus Christ. And the work that you do in the factory is for him. And you are responsible primarily for your work to our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, I know you're responsible to the boss. Even though he is a bit of a so-and-so. But remember, primarily, you are responsible to our Lord Jesus Christ. And this means, of course, that you're going to be honest in your work. You're not going to steal time. You're not going to steal the firm's notepaper or the firm's stamps. You're going to see that you do a full day's work. And for Jesus' sake, you are going to be willing to go the extra mile, even though sometimes it means staying after work in order to help out. Because you are a Christian, because Jesus Christ is your Lord, you are the one who will always be willing to go the second mile. And there are times when we've got to face it, you may well be made a doormat for Christ's sake. And then fourthly, serving him in the church. Every one of you have got talents of some kind or other. Some of you are good at music. Use your music for Jesus Christ's sake. And don't become so blooming professional that you're not willing to bash out a chorus sometime or other in a little hall or in a house. Sometimes, you know, we get these professional organists and they're not willing to, as it were, let their hair down. And I believe that we've got to do that sometime. I think our friend Tim Buckley knows what I mean here. Some of you can sing. This is a talent that's being given you of God. Develop it and use it. I never forget once taking a very small little mission in Cumberland and one evening arriving at the service, and all I can say, if any of you experienced it, you know what I mean, the message seemed to be completely at odds. I seemed to be somehow right off the rails. And then a girl got up and sang a solo. And somehow the Holy Spirit moved through her. And by the time I had to preach, everything had sorted itself out. And I believe that night that God was able to use the message. But the key to it was that there was a committed girl who had already committed her voice to Jesus Christ, and it was the means of setting the whole tone of that meeting. Some of you can paint. Some of you are good at carpentering. Some of you are good at figures. Some of you are good at handling children. Some of you are good at speaking or teaching. Some of you have got the knack of getting on with people. And you know, there are countless old people in the parishes in our land who would love to have a young person visiting them regularly. Oh, it's costly. Week by week, going along to see old Mrs. Jones and perhaps doing a little bit of shopping for her. But you know, you've no idea how much old people appreciate the young. And this, I believe, is a piece of service that you can do for Jesus Christ. Use your talents. Remember that the man who hid his talent in the earth was a man who was roundly condemned by our Lord Jesus Christ. Tell me, are you hiding your talents in the earth? Are you using them in the wrong kind of way when they should be used for Jesus Christ? And then lastly, and to me I think most vitally important, do remember that the whole success of the ministry in your church, through your minister or through your vicar, is very largely dependent upon the amount of prayer that you are putting into it. Are you praying for your minister, or are you criticizing him because of the futility or the boring nature of his preaching? He needs you. He needs your prayer. And then one more thought. Remember, it may well be that Jesus Christ is calling some of you young people out of this tent into full-time service. Some of you boys, it may be that he wants you to put on a dog collar in the days to come. I never thought that when as a boy I committed my life to Jesus Christ, that it was going to lead some 25 years later to going into full-time service in the Church of England ministry. I believe there are many young people whom the Lord is speaking to and is saying, look, I want you and you and you in full-time service, some in the mission field, some in the home. Be willing to let the Lord have all. And lastly, and I really mean lastly this time, never forget that ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. Jesus Christ gave all for you. All you can do is to give all to him.